Really? Well, then really, Sam? They probably said it. No, this is... They the family hour, I'd say they probably bust.
Okay.
Or burst.
Now, the next ones, again, are going to be like the farm. I'm hoping that you've heard some of these.
Okay.
Years ago, when people used to stock up on supplies for a long period of time, they used to buy flour in what kind of container? That would store a large quantity.
Sack, I would imagine they call it. I don't know. Do you suppose that having this, the reason people had to store things up is the reason that liquor comes in half gallon bottles instead of half pints?
No, that was probably for people with large capacity, Stephen.
I can check you.
What about containers for things like molasses? We're still talking about people who had to maybe go into town once or twice a year and stock up.
Molasses. They would probably put molasses in jars, I would imagine.
Okay. Here's one that you probably wouldn't know about at all, but lard containers.
Buckets.
Okay.
Or tubs, they would call also.
I'm assuming, based on my background, what you may or may not be familiar with, you fool me every time.
I get one of the choices.
And here's another one. Let's say if you were pouring liquor from one bottle into another, to make sure that you didn't spill a drop, what might you use?
I do use. I have a yellow plastic funnel. And it's right above my sink in the cabinet.
That's
See, Marshall, when I play golf, I generally consume the better part of a pint of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I don't buy whiskey by the pint. I buy it by the half gallon, like our forefathers would have done if it was available. And, I use my funnel to pour it into my pint bottle to keep in my golf bag.
Just
I seem to enjoy golf a little more that way.
Just one pint on the golf course.
Yeah, generally that's enough.
And do your golfing companions, like
sure.
My brother, for example, has followed the same practice?
Sure.
You must have some interesting rounds of golf.
That's right. Yeah, we do. We also shoot a back off. Along with this liquor.
You chew tobacco too?
Occasionally, but I can't keep it in my mouth more than about 10 minutes.
What does it taste? Is it anything like smoking cigarettes?
No, I don't know.
I've never known a woman who chewed tobacco.
Tobacco is a very, that's what it is. It's tobacco. It's a very strong taste of tobacco. And it, to me, it sort of eliminates the need to want to smoke. Really, because when you get through smoking, you've got a lot of taste in your mouth anyway. Tobacco puts it there immediately. I don't really enjoy it like your brother does and others.
I thought he wasn't chewing anymore.
Oh, yes. In fact, the other day at lunch, he chewed about a part of a pouch in less than an hour.
Here's something. This is something that might have been used on my brother when he was younger to... make him into a more placid person.